This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has sent troops and equipment into the separatist region of eastern Ukraine. Under the guise of peacekeepers, UN Representative for the United States Linda Thomas-Greenfield calls out Putin's departure from international law.
He calls them peacekeepers. This is nonsense. We know what they really are. It is an attack on Ukraine's status as a UN member state. It violates a basic principle of international law, and it defies our charter.
The world is reacting to Vladimir Putin's land grab of a sovereign nation. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia over the Ukraine invasion. The United States has stopped all business dealings from the invaded areas in eastern Ukraine. Saying it is necessary, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has extended his emergency powers in ruling Canada. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Biden administration is depending solely on sanctioning Russia for breaking international law and self-claiming independence for portions of eastern Ukraine. One lawmaker says energy will keep Russia afloat while the sanctions play out.
As tensions continue around Ukraine, New York Representative Claudia Tenney said on Newsmax that we're not in a strategically good position should Russia decide to invade Ukraine.
Real sanctions, you know, real banking sanctions, probably aren't that effective against Putin right now because the European allies are so dependent on Putin for energy and its natural gas and the pipeline he's already now got a green light on thanks to Joe Biden, and they're desperate. Strategically, we're not in a great position. Putin is just stalling. And it's concerning, though, what Russia really wants to do.
Tenney also pointed out that congressional Republicans put together a strict and severe crippling sanctions package months ago against Russia, but Democrats rejected it. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Russian President Putin claims independence for portions of eastern Ukraine, he has sent troops and equipment into the disputed areas as peacekeepers. Jacques Delors is with the Council of European Union.
We have also condemned actions, staged events, and information manipulation that are clearly aimed at creating a pretext for military escalations against Ukraine. It's a classical way of behaving. You create pretext for military escalations. We commend Ukraine for its restraint in face of this intimidation and violations of Minsk Agreement and international law. We have, at the meantime, while we were discussing inside the council meeting, we were following the discussions of the Russian Security Council with a strong concern. We understand that the final decision has not been taken yet. and we call upon President Putin to respect international law and the Minsk agreements and expect him not to recognize the independence of Luhansk and Donetsk Oblast.
I'm Lance Pry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. It's great to have James Herson, yes, the one and only New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, always good to be talking with you. I did want to get your read on what's happening with Canada, with the truckers, and also a convoy that is also going to originate out of the West Coast and head to D.C., and I think that's expected any day now, if I'm reading my notes correctly.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically what we're seeing, we see another puppet leader in the form of Justin Trudeau, in the sense that he seems to be following the dictates of his mentors at the World Economic Forum, particularly Klaus Schwab. And this is all part of their vision that they call the Great Reset, which does not encompass within it our God-given freedoms and rights, very obviously, because this law that he invoked, which came into being 34 years ago and was never used, he's ostensibly using it to fight what he calls a fringe group, a tiny fringe group. And, of course, he did not invoke any such law when the country was being locked down and their economy was being trashed and people's businesses were being destroyed. And, of course, he didn't invoke it during the summer of 2020, when essentially domestic terrorist organizations burned and pillaged and looted and maimed and murdered. So this is, it's martial law. Mm-hmm. It is, in fact, a dictatorship north of our border. They have taken over financial institutions, and it's even awakened the equivalent of the ACLU in Canada, who has now started filing lawsuits. And if there's any integrity in the Canadian courts, they're going to take strong action. And when Parliament is able to actually pass legislation again, I think there's going to be action taken, and I think there has been an equivalent of governors in Canada. They're called premiers.
Right.
In the
there's five of them, right? If I remember correctly.
Right. Five of them have gotten rid of their mandates and restrictions, but others have even spoken out from Trudeau's own party. So I think this is a very, very serious development in the West. It is far more serious than Russian troops being on the Ukraine border, which they have been for like 6 years. And all of a sudden, you know, the warmongers in D.C. want everyone to believe that there's some sort of imminent invasion, and they're going to create a diversionary war. Mm-hmm. So this is more serious, what's happening north of our border. And the seriousness of it is that if Trudeau is able to do this without consequences, without accountability, then it's a precedent and others will follow, as exactly. they already have all over the world.
Well, the deal is they've sold their souls to China. I mean, look, Justin Trudeau captured on tape declaring that he loves China's form of government. He says he loves the fact that they can move so quickly. And you go, okay, where did he get that from? Well, his father, Pierre Trudeau, was very much bought and sold by the Chinese during his regime. In fact, so much so that they went and expunged all the history of his relationship with China. This is being reported by Peter Schweitzer in his new book, Red Handed, by the way. So it's called Elite Capture. It's this quid pro quo that China has been using very effectively, not only in Canada, throughout the United States, around the world. You've got politicians that have been bought and sold, and they owe their soul to President Xi.
And we would have never known
exactly
any of this if it weren't for the fact that someone who was very strong in dealing with China was our former president. And we're able to now find out the extent of the corruption. Yeah, it's absolutely true.
Yeah, and James, the thing is, the media abandoned their reason to exist by not reporting on this and allowing and promoting this cabal that took place, this coup that took place, that got rid of a president that was America first and was protecting us and left us buck naked to be ravaged by the communists, whether it's in universities, every form of government, entertainment, go on right down the line. All these corporate entities have sold their souls to President Xi. I mean, this is the Belt and Road Initiative that is being exercised and demonstrated here in the United States as well as in these other countries. We talk about, what's happening in these other countries and how China has gotten a hold of, and control of these countries and their natural resources. Well, guess what? They've been doing it here in the United States for a long time. They don't call it Belt and Road, but it's the same thing. It's quid pro quo.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's been going on for a very long time, and it's in both parties.
Exactly.
And Peter Schweitzer's book explains that, and their approach, maybe one of the best examples of it is Eric Swalwell, who was approached by the honeypot who slept with him, and so they basically pick individuals and, in a sense, groom these individuals for their future control or future influence. And they've done it very effectively. That's essentially the way China took Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. They plan to do it with their so-called reunification of Taiwan. Mm-hmm. And they like this idea of soft warfare, and they like the idea of, as they did with Hong Kong, they'd have to fire a shot. And that is what's happening in the United States. The mystery is how this fits in with these globalist organizations who also seem to have the same goals.
Exactly.
So but the point is, it's good versus evil, as we always talk about on your show. Mm-hmm. And it's a time for us, in addition to acting, we have to be right with God and pray.
Amen. Amen.
And we've seen some miracles. We've seen some amazing miracles, of some incredible bright spots. Actually, the existence of people who are fighting for freedom and the turnabout, as you mentioned, the five provinces, that's a miraculous event. That means that the Freedom Convoy had an effect, and it's certainly not over. By the way, all over Canada,
yes,
there are new, fresh, new convoys forming. And as you mentioned, the one is going to take place. It starts here in California, going to go across the country to Washington, D.C. I don't, we don't know, and we shouldn't know the exact number of people involved, but do you know that it has the politicians in Washington reconstructing the fences around the Capitol like they did right after January 6th?
Exactly. So, not surprised. Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. After 75 years of global radio outreach, we are truly humbled by the way God is using the Tide Ministry to draw people into His loving embrace. It's exciting to hear from people around the world about how they first heard the gospel through one of our radio programs. Our Diamond Vision first aims to amplify our outreach so even more people can hear about Jesus. We've defined Magnify as the second facet of the Tide Diamond Vision. We are extremely grateful for the generous support donors joyfully provide, and Magnify defines how we hope to build on that foundation by raising awareness and inspiring more people to engage with us and shine the light of Christ into hearts shrouded in spiritual darkness. To learn more about the Tide Diamond Vision, to magnify local support and engage donors across North America so that more people may hear the good news, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author and legal analyst, continues with us. James, what the truckers in Canada have been teaching us is that, above all, they turn to God. I mean, when you talk about the miracles, I mean, they're coming together, they're praying the Lord's Prayer, they're realizing, I mean, it's amazing, because you would think, here, the heavy hand of the government is coming upon them, taking over bank accounts, taking away their animals, their trucks, everything, And you, do you notice the piece that surpasses all understanding that is about these truckers? It's extraordinary.
It is really a moment. It's similar to, you know, the movement that Mahatma Gandhi led. It's the movement, the civil rights movement in the United States. It's been, they are inspired. And these folks, at least there's two videos that are so touching where they link arms and they say the Lord's Prayer and they sing their national anthem of Canada. And I tell you, I think this has created the greatest bond between the United States and Canada since the invention of hockey or, you know, when Celine Dion first appeared on the scene. I think it's incredible because they're so inspiring and they've, and that's why Americans, who are always so generous, responded with so quickly with the crowdfunding and caused, you know, little Justin to declare this emergency and start, and even to the point where they're grabbing the Bitcoin. So I do think it's really inspiring, and it's caused a spiritual bond as well with the freedom fighters in Canada, where they're, the churches and people are focusing their prayer intentions on these brave people with smiling faces who continue in the face of a heavy-handed military assault to basically engage in what's a kind of a wholesome family party.
Exactly.
And that's what they're doing.
I know.
Every time I see on those social media, I see more. But you know, they've already had victories, and I don't see this ending well for Justin Trudeau.
I don't either. And maybe we can hope so, only from a standpoint that if it really doesn't, then it's because there is become a reawakening of spiritual principles, because what's freaking them out is the strength and confidence of these truckers, because I think what they realize, James, is that freedom does come from God. You know, our U.S. Constitution clearly states that, but we're actually seeing and realizing that it doesn't come from the government. You know, the government has given us mandates. They've given us all kinds of problems and issues that have us at each other's throat. But only the God of the universe, the maker of heaven and earth, brings us together to love one another, to be free to love one another in a way that surpasses any kind of ideals or ideas of this world.
Yeah, and to strengthen our faith in that God of the universe, there's going to be a new exhibit in Washington, D.C., at the Museum of the Bible, on the Shroud of Turin.
Yes.
And there is, it's such an inspiring thing. By the way, this Museum of the Bible is an amazing place, and it was really funded by the guy who's the president of Hobby Lobby, who runs it, that really popular arts and crafts store. But this shroud has prompted a kind of a war against it by the secularists, by the militant secularists, the same evil people that were fighting. And they tried desperately to prove it, that it wasn't authentic. And in the social media and in Wikipedia and in places, they take the position, by the way, that it isn't authentic, based on some carbon tests that were done in the late 80s, which didn't go according to proper protocols. But since then, they found so many things that prove that it's real, that it's authentic.
Yeah, I want to, James, real quick, let me clarify, because people sometimes, you know, maybe they Shroud of Turin, what are you talking about? It's the actual burial cloth of Jesus Christ, which following his death, as you written, and subsequent resurrection, was discovered by his disciples in the empty tomb. This is significant, and this is what we're talking about, so go ahead.
Right, and it has an image on it that shouldn't exist. It has an image that's just on the very surface of the fibers. It appears to be a photographic image. It has portions of it that are in three dimensions, like an ultrasound. And the only thing people have come up with as a theory is that when Christ resurrected, there was almost like a radiation that emanated from him, pulsating light that caused a photographic image to appear on this cloth. And the interesting thing is they did an analysis. The image, the Romans would put coins on the eyes of the dead,
yes,
as people in Europe did. And they did a digital analysis of the coins, and it turns out they're coins that were minted in Judea by a guy named Pontius Pilate in 29 AD. The shroud has soil that matches the geography. It has pollen grains that match the area of Judea. Mm. And it also has these blood stains. And they did tests on the blood, and it has the exact same blood type, AB, as is contained on another artifact that was a headcloth that covered Jesus's head. And it has the same patterns and blood type. And it just, the proofs go on and on. And so the idea that they're putting in the museum is they match it up, the Shroud of Turin, with a gospel account of the Passion of Jesus, and it just matches up perfectly. So it renews faith in the authenticity of this amazing relic artifact, mm-hmm. but it also it renews faith in the Word of God, because
Amen.
The Word of God then describes that which is contained in the artifact. There's an interesting guy that's going to speak at the museum named Barry Schwartz. And Barry Schwartz, it was a famous photographer who was tapped to be part of the first investigation of the Shroud of Turin. And he turned it down initially because he said he was uncomfortable because he was raised in an Orthodox Jewish home.
Mm-hmm.
But then he thought, why, maybe he was tapped for, in a special providential way, because since he being from an Orthodox Jewish home wouldn't be likely to come up with positives. And he resisted believing the authenticity until he had a conversation, telephone conversation with another Jewish person, an expert physician on blood. They had taken a piece of the stain, and they can do this. They analyzed the blood, and it had a substance in it called bilirubin, that the only way the amount of it would be in there was someone who'd been tortured, someone who'd been beaten the night before they died, scourged, maybe a crown of thorns placed on their head and crucified. So it's from a tortured death.
Yes.
And that really, then Barry Schwartz at least became a believer in the Shroud. And, you know, he said, well, and he goes and does lectures. So he's going to be doing a lecture in a priest named Father Spitzer, who I actually know pretty well. He appears on EWTN. He does a show called Father Spitzer's Universe, and he's an expert on all of these proofs of the Shroud. So it's a faith
wow.
building concept.
Yes.
So I see it as very positive. And where's it going to be? Well, the exhibit is there, not the real Shroud.
Mm.
The real Shroud's in Turin, Italy, but the exhibit will be there, and it has the Shroud's been very meticulously and scientifically photographed, so they're going to have great photos of it. But right there in D.C., which stands for the District of Criminals, and it'll be right there in the midst of iniquity.
Thank you so much, as always. Appreciate all the great reporting. James Hurst, New York Times bestselling author and media analyst. Thank you, James. Take care. God bless, my friend.
Want to pay off your 30-year mortgage in half the time? Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. Take advantage of a lower rate with half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.94 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.75%. 5% with a 2.94 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1HIT. As in home run, call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT, 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712, not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603-787, an equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has sent troops and equipment into the separatist region of eastern Ukraine. Under the guise of peacekeepers, UN Representative for the United States Linda Thomas-Greenfield calls out Putin's departure from international law.
He calls them peacekeepers. This is nonsense. We know what they really are. It is an attack on Ukraine's status as a UN member state. It violates a basic principle of international law, and it defies our charter.
The world is reacting to Vladimir Putin's land grab of a sovereign nation. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz announced he has taken steps to halt the process of certifying the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline from Russia over the Ukraine invasion. The United States has stopped all business dealings from the invaded areas in eastern Ukraine. Saying it is necessary, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has extended his emergency powers in ruling Canada. USA Radio News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. The All of Us Research Program is teaming up with football legend to promote a unique new research project. It's called the All of Us Research Program. Now, joining us today is former Mexican football superstar and TV analyst Moyes Moniz. Moyes Munoz, who is working with all of us to educate the public about this important research program. The goal, and I probably should say, the goal is to create the largest, most diverse health database ever, using the information to improve health outcomes for generations to come. Moyes, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Bill, for having me today. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for putting up with it. I really wanted to yell goal the way you're used to hearing it, but I didn't want to blow your ears out.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we love it when a goal happens. It's just, how can you not be affected by it? It's, to me, it's kind of like, you know, listening to mariachi music. You know, you hear mariachi music or you hear a goal, it just hits a part of your soul you can't reject, right?
Definitely. I just left it behind. I mean, I heard it so much in my career that it doesn't affect me as much now.
Okay, but it still does me. I just want you to know. Hey, by the way, happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Just noticed a couple weeks ago on the 1st of February, happy birthday time. So, hey, you know, I want to make sure we celebrate your birthday. Hey, tell us about the research program.
Yes, first of all, I just want to mention that I'm teaming up with the National Institutes of Health to encourage more people from the diverse communities, like my Latino community in the States. And I'm encouraging to participate in the All of Us Research Program. This is something that we want to do. We want to build a database, the biggest in its kind, And it's going to help us out to find a way to understand the different ways that genetics, lifestyle, and environmental factors can impact us. This diversity in health research is integral, and it's going to help us out to find more success for both now and in the future. So that's what I'm trying to tell my community, and why they should participate too.
Exactly. Moyes, how did you get aligned with all of us? How did this come about?
Well, first of all, I'm supporting this All of Us research program because it's not only important to me and my family, but for my entire community. And soccer and football fans across the United States, they have been supporting me throughout my career, and I want to give back. This is one way that I can give back to them, to, by letting them know that how important this program is to help them and their families, not only today, but also in the future. So that's why I'm teaming up with the All of Us program.
Why is it so important for people in the community to participate in this program?
Well, and in various communities, especially minority ones like mine, we have been left out of a lot of research in the past, and where we live, how we live, and our background definitely impacts our health. So we're right now in a global pandemic, and if more people participated in the All of Us research program, we could know more and a lot faster. And if we don't participate, then we're not going to have the information that the researchers can use to learn about our health and how it affects us in positive ways to change it also.
Can you break this down a little bit more about, you know, what our participation looks like? What's our part, and what can we get out of this All of Us research?
Okay, well, first of all, it's very easy. You just have to go onto the webpage. The link is joinallofus.org/yourhealth. You can register there. And by registering and helping us out with the information that that we need, you also there's some benefits coming your way. You know, one of the benefits is that you can learn about your DNA. For example, mm-hmm. you may find out if there's some type of food that you cannot eat, and like if you cannot drink milk, why you cannot do that, and you can learn about some illnesses that you might have and you don't know. I mean, if you have diabetes, you can know how to combat it in the future or prevent it if you don't have it. And this not only helps yourself, but for future generations. So this is the main things that, that you can help out with, and the benefits that you can reach. This is totally free. It doesn't have any cost. And one thing that I have to mention is that you have to be 18 or older to participate. Yes.
All right. Well, Moyes, just don't tell me that I can't have my tortillas, okay? I might give up a churro, but the tortillas I can't separate myself. I'm sorry.
You can eat as much of tortillas as you want.
Okay.
Don't worry about that.
All right. Okay. Thank you. Now I feel better. The ultimate participation goal. What is it?
Yeah, we need to reach, or we want to reach 1 million people.
Oh, wow.
We are pretty much at the half a point. We're just under 500,000, and we want to reach 1 million people. This is going to help us create the biggest and largest and most diverse database in its kind, and this is going to help us a lot. Like I said before, the researchers are going to have the information needed to find answers how we can prevent a lot of illnesses and what we can do right now to help control our health and to live a better lifestyle, definitely.
Exactly. Can you imagine what this information will do, the impact it will have on our families and our communities? I mean, this is exciting.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely exciting. Of course it is.
Uh-huh.
And that's one of the reasons that I'm joining the All of Us program.
Right. So let's expand a little bit more on the benefits that people can expect to see if they decide to participate.
The main benefits is that you can learn about your DNA. You can have your ancestry also, and those two benefits are pretty cool. I mean, just starting out with those. And also, you're going to have the knowledge and the information that you need to prevent illnesses and to treat the ones you have right now. So that's pretty much it.
Well, Moises Munoz is a Mexican former professional footballer who played as a goalkeeper. So that's why he got used to hearing goal all the time. And, you know, so he's here telling us all about the All of Us program, which is exciting with all the benefits. Remind everybody who can participate in this program.
Anybody that's 18 or older can participate, and just have to go on to the link, joinalofus.org/yourhelp, and register there, and start sharing the information. But when you feel comfortable with sharing, it can be as easy or as complex as you want it to be.
Exactly. Well, Moises, let's talk soccer a little bit here in America. We've been seeing the rise and the increasing growing popularity of soccer in the U.S. What's your assessment?
Well, it's very important. I mean, it's going to help you guys a lot. It's making it harder for our Mexican national team to beat you guys. I mean, we have been losing to the United States in the past matches, and this definitely has to do with the growing population of soccer in the United States. It's been helping a lot of young people to be part of the soccer programs all throughout the United States. And, you know, helping them get to the MLS, which is a growing league, definitely. And also not only for youngsters to play in the MLS and stay there, but to emigrate to European leagues. There's a lot of United States players that are joining European leagues, and that's very important for the soccer program in the United States.
Well, our thanks to the former Mexican football superstar and TV analyst Moises Munoz, who's working with all of us to educate the public about the important research program. Their goal is to create the largest, most diverse health database ever, using the information to improve health outcomes for generations to come. Make sure you go to the website, joinallofus.org/yourhealth. That's joinallofus.org/yourhealth.
Surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exergen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding, and if you wanna come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal.
Oh, you know what that song means? It means it's time for Al Parada. Yes, the one and only managing editor of Stream.org. Hey, Mr. Al, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing good. Recovering from President's Day partying like everybody, I'm sure.
I guess. I mean, almost as good as the Super Bowl. It's interesting, you know, this President's Day especially, the country is so conflicted over our president that we have right now. I mean, we're on the brink of war. It is obvious. I mean, you hear at every turn everybody commenting on how weak this president is. And I'm not sure we're serving our best interest to really harp on that because it's pointing out the obvious. You know, and I think that what we need to do is, you know, bend a knee and pray to God that, you know, God's grace reigns here and that we're able to, in spite of the leadership and the weakness that is obviously on display internationally and nationally, you know, even to the point of the vice president who went to represent the country as we're on the verge of war and what she had to say afterwards. I mean, Al, it was brutal. I don't know how else to put it, but I don't necessarily want to harp on that, even though I'm saying, hey, look, we're pointing out the obvious. I'm trying to say we've got to find some higher ground in the midst of this this display of incompetence.
Yeah, because it's one thing to joke about the guy, but we're dealing with, you know, nuclear power, Russia, moving in on Ukraine, and we don't have a president who you're confident if the phone rang at 3 a.m., he'd be able to answer it.
Exactly.
And, yeah. And the world needs that. The world needs to know that the American president, if there's something, if something's going on, there's some things only the American president is capable of doing. And we, you know, the world needs to know that the American president is there. And right. we just don't have that. And so what can we do about it? We can pray.
Right.
Praying for that mantle, praying for the into the situation. I don't know.
Yeah, because it's a mess all over, Al. I mean, you know, where America's leadership would be there at the forefront, it's MIA, or it's obviously weak and confused and unsure of itself. And here it is. We see what's happening in America. We see what's happening in Canada. We see how the communist Chinese have been able to infiltrate with the captured elite.
They've obviously captured Justin Trudeau, like they did his father, like they did Joe Biden, like they've done with, you know, Mitch McConnell. I mean, an endless list of people that Peter Schweitzer notes in his book, Red Handed. And, you know, this is a diabolical operation that has been going on for decades. And here we are, when we need a strong America, we've got its people being dumbed down, our kids' education being taken over to where they are being rendered stupid because of, you know, the lack of education, you know, and proper education that's missing in the halls of academia today. It's pathetic. It does not bode well for our future unless, Al, you become president of the United States and straighten this place out.
My gosh, that's a scary thought. No, but and that is all true. And what's weird about it is we don't even have somebody within the administration who's a beast.
Yes.
Who's somebody who the rest of the world can look at. Like, for example, the name that popped up to me was like a Henry Kissinger. Mm-hmm. Somebody the world looked at as a beast, as somebody respectable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's a scary thing. That is a very, because none of the Secretary of State, does he impress anybody? How about Secretary of Defense? Certainly not the Vice President.
Right.
You know, Speaker of the House, she's, you know, half loopy half the time too. There's nobody in the chain, UN, are UN ambassador. During Trump's early part of his term, he had Nikki Haley up there, you know, kicking some butt up there in New York.
Exactly.
Right?
Right.
We have nothing there, and like you said, we're training our kids wrong. So, we're in a fix unless we fix it.
Yeah. Well, you're exactly right. The power is in the hands of the people, and just as the hands of the people created this mess, the hands of the people can square it away. Not government. Okay. Look, we got duped, and I'll put it that way. All right. I know it drives some people nuts. When we talk about we got to live with the results of the 2020 election as it was handed to us. This is unacceptable. We cannot have an election and doubt whether or not it's free and fair and that it's legitimate. The fact that we've had a couple of presidents here now and that we're questioning the legitimacy, and of course now we're finding out, I mean, there's been such extensive investigations, I mean, to the tune of over $30 million, maybe some have said upwards of $70 million, in trying to prove in Russian collusion and prove that Donald Trump was Putin's puppet. And, of course, now we find out, as we knew early on, because the evidence really wasn't there. It was a narrative that was being sold to the American people, and at least 50% of the people bought it hook, line, and sinker, in spite of all the great things that Donald Trump was doing, mean tweets and all, that he was doing on behalf of the American people. Well, now how do you like it when you have a president that doesn't believe in American first, that believes in America last, and energy independence out the door, your borders are wide open, you've got illegal immigrants coming in, killing your children, right? And our international security is now in compromise. We leave Afghanistan with our tail tucked between our legs, leaving billions of dollars of military equipment behind. I mean, stop me when you've heard enough.
Okay. Let's look how serious this is right for the moment, right now. If Trump hadn't spent 4 years trying to make Trump out to be a Putin puppet, mm-hmm. and then try to impeach him over a phone call to Ukraine, would Trump have been able to be in a position to deal better with Putin and deal better with Ukraine, to be put in a position where he could have worked something out with those guys so we're not at the point where tanks are rolling into Ukraine today?
Exactly.
That's the question right now.
I'll tell you, I'd guarantee you that. I guarantee it because simply the evidence is there. What did Putin do during, you know, Trump's administration? All these aggressive moves has come with the election of Joe Biden, including China's aggressiveness in the South China Sea. And now you've got Taiwan looking over their shoulder to going, okay, Ukraine today, Taiwan tomorrow.
And again, it's not so much that people were scared, you know, people were scared to move when Trump was president, but also this is the guy who was working out peace deals in the Middle East, the hardest
exactly.
place to work out peace deals. What could he have done to help Ukraine and Russia deal with the situation that's been going on since 2014 when our government helped overthrow the government that was in Ukraine?
Well, and the deal is what he did for NATO. They said, "Oh, he's going to disband. He's going to blow up NATO. He's not interested in NATO." No, he's interested in an accountable NATO. He's interested in people who keep their promises. You can't force them to pay the 2% that they promised. Well, look what happened. No war. It didn't happen. Of course, they said the same thing about, you can't make Jerusalem the capital of Israel. If you do, all hell's going to break loose. The Arabs are going to go nuts. We're going to have World War III and all kinds of Holocaust. I mean, it's going to be a mess. Donald Trump, you can't do that. And look what happened. Again, they're proved to be liars. And they're hyperbolic, and they've ill-served the American people.
And one more. What happens if the Democrats, instead of trying to impeach Trump for asking about what Biden was doing in Ukraine, they went along with him trying to find out what was going on, how compromised was Biden's family because of the money coming out of Ukraine into the family? Do we have a different situation? Do we have a different posture with Ukraine today? Is that the situation?
Yeah, of course.
You knew exactly what Biden's role in this was?
Right. And let's not even talk about China, and again, all this elite capture that has taken place. The Bidens have been captured through this systematic quid pro quo, this diabolical plan that President Xi has worked very effectively. And he owns the politicians of all these countries. He's got a hold of their mineral rights. He's got a hold of their, I might say, their very souls, because they have sold them to the company store that belongs to China.
Yep.
and along with it, Al, sadly, they've sold our jobs and the American people along the way without any shame whatsoever. See, and all this stuff is coming out. And of course, they don't want the laptop from hell from Miranda Devine to be out there. They don't want the book from, Peter Schweitzer. And Peter and I over the years have talked over and over again about this. Go, Peter, why does it take so long for the people? You research. I mean, and I've never heard of him being sued once. I mean, he has done his homework on all this stuff and saying, hey, here's the compromise. Here's the corruption from whether we're talking the Clinton family, the Biden family, the Pelosi's, Mitch McConnell. I mean, John Boehner, go down the list. They're all compromised. They've all been elite captured by the communist Chinese. And you wonder why we're selling our jobs and our American strength, because America is less, because we got sold out by these politicians that are happy to be enjoying ice cream in their $25,000 freezers at home.
Yeah, I give her the ice cream. That's what I would do if I were rich and fat and wealthy off the Chinese money. I'd be buying expensive ice cream too, so we give her that. But the point is well taken. Point is well taken.
Yeah, and here we are, and still dealing with all the other things that we've had to deal with. Thank you very much. Brought to you in the name of COVID, that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's not interested in finding out the origins of COVID. We just have to live with it. And if we survive, we survive. If people die, that's collateral damage. It's okay. It's politics, right?
Yeah. What difference at this point does it make?
Exactly.
Somebody once famously said.
This is why your vote matters, ladies and gentlemen. You need to do something about it and make sure it's cherished. It is absolutely cherished, because they don't cherish it. Al Parada, managing editor of Stream.org. Thank you, Al. Take care, buddy. God bless.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now, like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. GC